This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Boston Symphony Orchestra takes the stage this weekend under the direction of a man who's called one of the finest and most original composers of our time. Thomas Addis is conducting the BSO and vocalists on several works, including his own Totentanz, that's German for Dance of Death. Addis is from London, but for at least the next 3 years, he's going to be spending more time than usual on this side of the pond as the BSO's first artistic partner. He can add that to an already busy list of titles.
Triple threat is what they always say.
Triple threat.
Yeah. Composer first, conductor, pianist, I'd say. Composer, conductor, pianist.
We spoke with Thomas Addis backstage after a rehearsal at Symphony Hall this week. He said the term composer comes first on his resume because it's the most difficult.
Well, it takes the longest, and it's, you know, you sit at home and you sit and, you know, it's this is fun, what I'm doing here.
Conducting.
Yeah.
So for composing, is it kind of the equivalent of a writer when they say you sit down and you open up a vein and that's the first step?
That's terrible. I'm afraid that's very close to what it feels like. Yes, that's awful. Yeah, I sympathize with that.
Do you enjoy it when you're doing it?
Yeah, I mean, it's like saying, do you enjoy, you know, working out or something like that? I mean, sort of in a way, yes. I certainly think it's worth the struggle.
It's worth the struggle. Yeah. Well, it has been for all your audiences worldwide, worth your struggle anyway. Let me ask you a little bit about your coming to Boston. What does this add to your considerable portfolio?
Oh, this is purely for pleasure. I mean, because I love the orchestra. It's a very natural thing. I love this orchestra. It's a very open orchestra. To work with them is incredibly easy and rewarding. And, of course, they're fantastic. And I've always really felt a special rapport. So I was really glad when this idea came up because I thought that's the place, if anywhere, that I'd want to be. I love the city. Somehow you can really get stuck in the work here. There's not, you know, there's plenty to do, but it's not a distracting city. You know, it's not a kind of manic place. It's a good place to get good work done with the orchestra.
For those who haven't had the opportunity to conduct orchestras around the world, I mean, you work with the best. When you say Boston is more open as an orchestra, what do you mean?
This is an orchestra in the top level. There's certainly that. It's to do with the way, you know, you can say something to them and they respond. You know, they're listening. People are listening and they're
not that way always?
I wish it were. But, you know, sometimes there are other things going on and you know, you find you have to say things five times and here it's like we're all in it together and it's a very special feeling.
So Boston is trying to find new audiences, and new audiences meaning younger audiences. And I think you're one of the vectors to that. And that's what I'm assuming your charge is in a way, along to bring your vitality and your accomplishments. I don't know how much that is on the surface of your work, on the surface of the pieces that you choose to present when you're here. How seriously do you take that?
It's very important to bring new audiences in, I mean, and to engage everybody who comes through the door to hear the concert and make sure they all have a thrilling, unforgettable experience. And for this, the piece I've written, I don't know whether it was an accident, but it's very much a Halloween piece, a medieval dance of death. So it's all about skeletons coming out at night, and it's supposed to be like a horror movie, and it's supposed to be fun.
Totentanz.
Totentanz, yes, that's right. And just to see the streets full of skeletons and zombie ballerinas, and it felt very right.
The idea, though, of you, I mean, you say you do what you do, and you hope to attract new audiences. There is a violinist I heard an interview with, and he said that your violin concerto, Concentric Paths, that instantly when he plays it attracts new audiences, which is unusual for some contemporary pieces because often they have to listen more than once to become really attracted to it. But he said it happens every time. It's a hit. Inherent in you is a new sound. You're 45 years old, I think, now. But again, I wonder, like, if there's something that you think you consciously bring to the work that would attract a new brand of listener.
Actually, I think you're exactly right. I have grown up, you know, in the age of pop and rock. That's my tools now.
Are there songs that or sounds that creep in from when you were younger that you think influence you today?
Oh, for sure, absolutely. And from when I was younger, I mean, it can be 1970s, it can be records that my parents have, Bob Dylan or Paul Robeson songs, or this kind of thing, or 60s folk music, very big folk rock. I'm horrified to tell you, but I love that stuff. Okay. There's an English band called Steel Eye Span that I love. You have to really get into that. So it's kind of, you know, the colour of the music is very important. I'm used to those kinds of noises. There's kind of this technological colour. And I never use technology, that's the whole thing, but I like to make it so that you can feel that in the orchestra. So my piece that we have coming up, Totentanz, there's a huge amount of percussion. There's an enormous Japanese drum, the kind that you see the guys hammering away. There's bones, there's clappers, and at the end there's a definite kind of proper lullaby kind of thing that they've sung to children for hundreds of years in Europe. I put that in. It all comes through me. It's quite digested already. So the idea, the hope is that everyone will hear something that they have inside them. It should resonate.
Thomas Addis, thank you so much. Congratulations, and we'll look forward to having you here for 3 years.
Thank you very much.
Addis says in his position as artistic partner, he's going to be jogging alongside the BSO. He'll also spend time at Tanglewood over the summertime. To hear the music of Thomas Addis and to see our photos of him rehearsing with the BSO, go to WBUR.org.